Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's the search for America's next country superstar. New on USA Network Real Country, introducing us to the best rising stars in country music. 21 artists compete, each contestant handpicked by the show's permanent panel of artists. Five-time Grammy-winning trailblazer Shania Twain, platinum singer-songwriter Jake Owen, and Grammy Award-winning music legend Travis Tritt. Host of Real Country, Graham Bunn, most recently country music's favorite drive-time radio host on Southern California's number one country station, Go Country 105, his show Graham in the Morning. Graham is known for his ability to personally connect with artists, giving listeners an insightful and personal take on their favorite country musicians. Born in Raleigh, North Carolina, a lifelong love of country music, bringing his humor and contagious enthusiasm as host of Real Country, premiering Tuesday, November 13th, 10 Eastern Pacific on USA Network, and Graham Bunn with us on This Week in America. Hi, Graham. Welcome to the program.
Come on, man. I need you to travel around with me, man. You can make me feel cool.
You are cool, and what a cool job you have here. What were your initial thoughts when you heard there was going to be this new country music showcase series for rising country stars on a major national network, and you were going to be part of it? This really is a unique opportunity for country music, isn't it?
I mean, to say that I was humbled, at first I was like, man, this is a cruel joke, whoever's telling me that I got this gig. But it was a blessing, and to be around people like Shania Twain and Travis Tritt and Jake Owen, Devin Dawson, Kane Brown, Trace Adkins, Winona. I mean, it just, the legends just kept coming, and I could not be more humbled. I was severely entertained. I probably did a terrible job because I just kept getting caught up in the panelist conversations, the artist performances. I felt like I had a front row seat to one of the coolest concert series I'd ever seen.
Yes, as a country music fan and someone who really understands country music, this had to be like the ultimate job opportunity. Well, let's talk about the format, because it's an interesting format. You start with 21 artists. How were these 21 artists selected for Real Country?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I'm a fan of most of these music competition shows, but I think that Real Country found a very unique and amazing way to share a platform where every artist was handpicked by either Jake, Shania, or Travis. And the season one is going to be 8 episodes. The first 7 episodes are going to be showcases in their own right. So there'll be 3 artists competing in a theme of country music. There'll be a winner in each of those, or 7 showcases, and all 7 of those winners will come back to compete for $100,000 and a chance to perform at the Grand Ole Opry in the grand finale.
How are the winners selected? Talk about the selection process, and I understand there's an audience component to this as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It takes place in a bar. We got a live audience. They vote. Jake, Shania, and Travis are there to encourage, support, give advice, try to make sure that they share their opinion. But at the end of the day, it's the live audience that votes after each performance, and whoever has the highest score, that's who goes on and moves on to the grand finale. So the live music element is present. The competition element is present. You get all of the above. And every time Travis Tritt opens his mouth, you will laugh or cry. I mean, that guy is gold entertainment. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
There's certainly nothing missing in the celebrity factor. We've got the 3 permanent panel there, the judges for the program, some celebrity guests. I mean, you've got everybody in country music, it seems like, is going to be stopping by on the program.
Yeah, it's great. Again, you know, names like Kane Brown, who's just crushing it right now, Devin Dawson, Trace Adkins, Winona, Big and Rich. I mean, it was a literally who's who stopping by to hang. And when you watch it, one of the cool things about the show is there's a real family element. You know, they're legends and icons, but they're just really authentic, awesome people that are there to encourage, support, and try to find the next big thing in country music. And I could not pay enough money to be a fly on the wall for some of the conversations that you're going to get to hear between the panelists, the artists. It was so cool.
Don't let the producers hear you say that. They're figuring we're paying this guy, and he would actually pay us to be part of the program. So we'll keep that just between the two of us here. Graham Bunn is our guest.
Yeah, my manager said don't ever tell people that. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
You can think it, but don't say it out loud. And for pity's sakes, don't tweet it. Don't ever say I would pay to be part of this job. Graham Bunn is with us, USA, the host of USA Network's new music showcase series, Real Country. Premiering Tuesday, November 13th, 10 Eastern Pacific, of course, on USA. Shania Twain is interesting. She's on the permanent panel. She's an executive producer. And she said, I'm on a mission to find artists who will keep country music diversified and dynamic. Talk about that, because I'm looking through these 21 artists. This is a wide range of country music represented, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, and I cannot speak. There's nothing I could say to really fully do it justice, but Shania is to the show. She was just so sincere and authentic with what she wanted to come out of this show, and she gave her heart to it. She could not have been more dedicated to the artists that were on the show, whether it was Travis's artist, whether it was her artist, whether it was Jake's artist. She was just incredible to work with, and when you're around somebody like that, you come to realize very quickly why they're so successful. She's one of the hardest working people I've ever met, and I was blessed and honored to be around her, and I can't even say how blessed and honored I am to say that Shania is a friend now.
It's interesting, as we watch the program, we will enjoy it, but for 21 people, this really represents a significant opportunity for them in country music. And talking about a couple in particular, Micah Woods was actually recruited by Shania Twain, who saw him performing at a hotel in New York City.
Yeah, you know, like I said, they're all handpicked, and Micah Woods, which small world, Micah Woods actually performed at one of my best friends in the world's wedding. So to see him on the show was pretty incredible, and he's incredibly talented. Shania knows talent when she sees it. When you see what he does in his performance, I was blown away. I'm hoping they could edit my reaction, because I'm sure I stumbled over my words. I didn't really know what to say. I was just so captivated and moved by what he brought to his performance that I can't wait for everybody to check it out.
Another one of the contestants shows how people are really trying to use this as a major stepping stone in their country career. Jamie Floyd talks about this basically as her last chance of sorts. She's been waiting tables, a songwriter, trying to make ends meet, as so many people are doing in Nashville. Talk about what this represents, not only for Jamie, but for struggling country artists that really are very talented, just trying to get that opportunity.
Yeah, I think this is the case in life, not only in just country music, definitely in country music.
Yes.
And I think one of the things that this show across the board will do is, if you like success stories or you like people that are trying for their dreams, there's so many of us that choose to do what we love. But unfortunately, if you know, nothing that is worth anything of value comes easy. And Jamie is just a prime example of someone that is dedicated to her dream, has put in the time, is a professional in her own right, but just hasn't turned the corner yet. But I think that this show is going to be a very big turning point in her career, in her life, and I think it's going to be all worth it when she sees herself on that stage and the reaction that the judges and everybody in the audience have, and then everybody viewing at home. I think that she was supposed to be there, she was supposed to put in the time, and she's exactly where she's supposed to be in the time she's supposed to be there.
You know, it's interesting, the title brings this interesting discussion, real country. What exactly is real country? What counts as real country? In your mind, what is real country? And should we not even be trying to put country in a box? It is what it is.
Yeah, well, see, I think real country, a lot of people are confusing that and that we're naming real country. I think real country is the discussion that we're having of what makes up country music.
Yes.
And whether it be George Jones, Buck Owens, Dolly Parton, or it's Kane Brown or Devin Dawson or some of the newer guys, it's just cool to have that conversation. And real country is something that people talk about all the time, whether you think it's the storytelling aspect, whether you think it's the steel guitar, or whether you think it's the vocals. And it's just really cool to hear icons, legends, new artists, artists that are charting right now, artists that are coming on to, like Jamie Floyd or Michael Woods, that are trying to get into country music, to hear their opinions, their influences, and what they feel to them is real country. is severely entertaining. And I think the title Real Country just opens up a conversation that we want to have to interest and to intrigue and to entertain anyone that has the ability to tune in and watch, because you will not be disappointed.
Graham Bunn, our guest on This Week in America, former country music DJ, now host of USA Network's new music showcase series, Real Country, premiering Tuesday, November 13th, and Eastern Pacific, of course, on USA Network. Graham, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching. Thank you.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.